Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Yesterday, I started out saying or asking, what happens when people don't know right from wrong or cannot discern the difference? And what happens when people choose to remain ignorant politically or even spiritually? When a people want to ignore the history of their nations, and particularly ours I'm talking about, when a people lack a vision for the future because they simply care about the now, what happens when good men and women choose to do nothing? Evil prevails. And what happens is selfishness, chaos, violence, and death. And we are witnessing that today. And I'm here to encourage you. It didn't sound like it, did it? But I'm here to encourage you as my listeners, to challenge you, to bring you news that other outlets don't, that they tend to ignore. I'm here to give you a voice and bring voices to you that I believe are similar, on the same page as I am here with Bring America Home. With all the differences and absurdities we have in today's nation, especially the political arena, it's time. It's way past time we start acting like adults and find that common denominator. There's something somewhere we can all agree on, or that we all need, that can surely bring us to the table of discussion to make things better. Those are the words that I've been sharing here for a long time. And Kimberly Fletcher and I talked when I was in California at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, and she mentioned a man she'd had on her talk show. And I started looking up his websites, and I left a message there because I was excited that he had that same thought, looking for the common denominator, bring Americans together, bring America home. Foster Fries is the man Kimberly told me I needed to meet. So I did a little research, and that's when I found out he, too, thinks we can find common denominators. Well, it also just so happens he was running for governor in Wyoming, and Foster is a new, unique individual, and I'm excited to introduce him to you today. Foster Fries is a first-generation college graduate. His mother dropped out of school in the eighth grade to pick cotton in order to save the family farm in Texas, and his father dealt cattle and horses. At the University of Wisconsin, Foster earned a degree in business administration and won the heart of the Badger beauty, Lynette Estes, whom he married in 1962. They have two sons, two daughters, and 15 grandchildren. Oh, my gosh, he's got me beat by one. Foster trained as an infantry platoon leader and proudly served as an intelligence officer for the 1st Guided Missile Brigade in El Paso, Texas. In 1974, Foster and Lynn launched Fries Associates, the firm's flagship, the Brandywine Fund, averaged 20% annual gains in the 1990s, causing Forbes magazine to name it one of the decade's top mutual funds. Foster has devoted significant resources to philanthropy. I can't even talk. In 1999, the champ himself awarded Foster the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award, and in 2000, and the National Charity Awards Dinner in Washington, D.C., Foster was named the Humanitarian of the Year, following in the footsteps of Coretta Scott King, Bob Hope, President George H.W. Bush, and, this is a name we haven't heard in a long time, Lady Bird Johnson. Lynn and Foster gained their philanthropic inspiration from, I can say this, Galatians 6:2, when we carry one another's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ. Foster, I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio today. This is the talk show that literally brings you home, sitting at the kitchen table with America. We welcome you here today. Thank you for being my guest.
Well, Beth Ann, I'm just excited to be here. I'd love to know more about you. Kimberly's a dear friend, and I'm so admiring all the things you're doing to get this world back on track.
Well, I'm kind of the mom. I kind of figure I'm the mom trying to pull them all together, you know. Sometimes you got to send them to the room, and sometimes you got to make them come out and force them to hug or shake hands. And that's kind of where we are today, I think, in this nation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've enjoyed some of the efforts that I've had to collaborate with different people. I've recently set up a meeting with Neil Axelrod, Obama's chief guy, with Rand Paul, because they both embrace the concept of criminal justice reform. Rand Paul gets standing ovation when he goes into black audiences and talks about criminal justice reform. And another fun thing I did to move Laura Ingraham as a mother of three adopted kids.
Yes.
She's mainly known as a conservative talk show host, but we paired her with a former liberal, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, because she headed up the adoption caucus, and the two of them, despite their political difference in spectrum, worked together to promote international adoptions, which have plummeted 80% in the last 8 years. Now, it's a lot of fun getting people to come to agreement.
You know, it is amazing how we seem to focus on the things we disagree on instead of the things we can actually come together on. And that is one example. I did see that on your website, and there were some other examples. And even the other night, I was watching Laura Ingraham on TV, and they were talking about Justice Ginsburg. And of course, she's getting up there in years, and they're talking about when she might possibly retire. And Laura was saying that she's just a delightful, funny person to be around. And, you know, we always seem to concentrate on the negative instead of the positive. And she said that she'd made the comment that she's in her 90s and everybody wants to get their picture taken with her. And she was just kind of clowning around about that. And I thought that was kind of comical, that we do tend to focus on the negative instead of the positive. And we have a lot of things positive in this nation. And unfortunately, we're concentrating on the negative and the dark side when we have a light side. We've kind of forgotten who we are, and I think we need to bring that back.
Well, it's so true, Beth Ann, because if you look at every mall in America, you see blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, all fat people, skinny people, Republicans, Democrats, all shopping together, eating food courts together, laughing together. And on every athletic field across America, you see the black and white players embracing each other in victory and then going over to embrace the ones they vanquish, black and white. Mm-hmm. So the issue is, how do we truncate the nastiness that's flowing out of the kingdom of D.C. and spewing out onto us in the colonies, who really are getting sick of it, and it's magnified by the press, the national press, which loves to focus on the negative. And, I think you and Kimberly and I, we're going to make this land the Philippians 4:8 land. Whatever's good, true, right, you know, the over, dwell on the good things.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had to do that when we raised our kids. You know, things would come home from school and be pretty negative, and you have to kind of bring them back to a positive setting, you know, as to what really matters. This doesn't really matter. This will go away tomorrow. This is what truly matters today. And you need to focus on the positive. It's kind of hard to do. But I think I told the gal that I talked to in order to get you here today that I raised 5 sons. And that was a little bit of a challenge for me. I raised 5 sons. And they had their differences. I don't know if you know that or not. You raised a bunch of kids. They had their differences. We were kind of constantly breaking up the bullfights in the house. But they are good guys. They've turned out to be wonderful men and good husbands, good fathers. And so it was worth that battle. If you just hang in there, this nation is worth fighting for, and it's worth that battle to hang on. We're going to go into a break, speaking of hanging on. And then I want to talk about this run for governor that you're doing there in Wyoming, and that's coming up pretty quick. August 21st is your election, isn't it? So I'm going to give out the number. When we come back, I want to ask you a few questions. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Foster Freeze today. He's a candidate for governor in Wyoming, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a candidate here for the governor of Wyoming. His name is Foster Freeze. Foster, is it okay if I call you Foster? Are you there? Oh, did we lose him?
Can you hear me?
There, I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, I have to correct people all the time. They come up and call me Mr. Freeze, and I have to remind them that's my dad's name. So I am Foster. That's for sure.
Well, I'm going to make a really bad joke here, because I have a son. Now, he's an adult now, but he was always a big Batman fan. So I was telling my help here in the office today, I said, I just can't call him Mr. Freeze. I can't bring myself to do that. I have to call him Foster, so thank you for giving me permission.
Well, a lot of people, too, confuse me with the Foster Freeze thing of ice milk in California, but you talked about your five sons. I have to tell you a cute little story. I grew up with a fellow on a farm. He had six brothers, and he said it wasn't until two went off to college that I realized that chickens had more than a neck and a wing.
Well, I can kind of relate to that. Yep, and they can eat you out of house and home, that's for sure. And yeah, it depends on which side of that you're on. My youngest one, we named him Quint. And he proudly carries that number. He gets T-shirts that have the number 5 on it. He says, I'm the number 5.
Well, I've really enjoyed this run for Wyoming. We've surged to that kind of the front runner in some people's polls after starting out very late with maybe 1% name recognition in some parts of the state. And yesterday I got an endorsement from Donald Trump Jr., which is very helpful. And then today we're going to release an endorsement from Chuck Norris, who has a wonderful little saying there that he's bragging that he counted to infinity twice.
Well, you know, when he gives the triple kick, it's over. So if he's going to triple kick for you, you got it won. I'm just saying.
That's for sure.
I like old Chuck. Now, I have this right here that President Donald Trump Jr. He might be. Who knows? Donald Trump Jr. had said, and he says, Foster Freeze has always fought for the little guy. He's not part of the swamp, and we're thankful for that. I think it's more of a sewer. He's following in my father's footsteps and not accepting any special interest money. Foster's sole focus is to protect your money and the fight, and to fight for the teachers, the welders, the nurses, and every single hardworking family in Wyoming. I'm asking all of my father's supporters to vote on August 21st for a proven leader and a friend, Foster Freeze. And I think my first question would have to be, just like with Donald Trump, why? Why would you run? You don't need this. You don't need this aggravation. Why on earth would you run for governor of Wyoming? By the way, thank you for that, and thank you for your service to this country.
Well, it's pretty easy, too. Too much is given, much is expected. And the wealth that the Lord has piled into our laps is just unbelievable. We came out of the Army with $800 of cumulative pay, and now we're in a position where we can give our salary away to little charities throughout the state. And I've always been a champion of the little guy my entire life. It wasn't until later in life that the wealth came over the doors to us. And sometimes my wife and I sit in our Cody Ranch, and we look out there, and we see, honey, I'm really concerned there could be an accounting error. I just can't quite believe what's happened to it. I just think God has invested a huge in terms of the wealth he's given us and our health and our vigor and our enthusiasm and the amount of experiences we've had. I've had so many opportunities to work in the American movement, and I'm sort of grateful to be the American dream. I'd love if there could be a Foster Freeze in every small town through Wyoming, Wheatland and Lander. And if you look at the challenge we have now is the elite in all government situations seem to treat the money like it's monopoly money. We had an instance where we're suffering a $500 million budget shortfall here in Wyoming, and the University of Wyoming gave $500,000 to come up with a new slogan to an out-of-state marketing firm in Boulder. So it's just an example of the sadness with which we disrespect the hard work. One of the most moving moments of my campaign, I walk into a factory where there's 8 welders, and I take a photograph. I'm in a white shirt, and each side are 8 welders, and you can imagine how city they look after a day's work. And I said, these are my guys. These are the fellows I want to represent, and so they're going to be my unofficial governor's expense review commission if I'm blessed to be governor.
Oh, that's an awesome story. You know, it is a hardworking American. You know, they nicknamed us, or Hillary did, nicknamed us the deplorables, and a few weeks ago I let all my listeners know you can hang on to that title if you want to, but what's the truth is you're the essentials. Rule America, the hardworking Americans are the essentials, and they know that. And I mean they, and I'm putting my little quotes in the air. All these who are screaming for socialism and all these who are screaming for free stuff, they know that you are essential. You're not you're deplorable to them because you're going to mess up the things they've got going. But it's that the American people, the hardworking American people, middle class and rural American people, they are essential to this nation. They are the American dream.
Well, in all, it's so true because the spirit of Wyoming is such a spirit of freedom and lack of regulation and looking out for one another. And, you know, that you can divide people into two categories, those who want freedom and those who want free stuff.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, he got on his bandwagon here a week and a half ago, and he was talking about how every American should have the same stuff. You know, we should all be equal. And I'm thinking, well, when's he going to give four of his five houses away? When's he going to start distributing his wealth? I could use a little help over here. When's he going to start distributing? You know, they don't mean that. They don't mean it at all. Yeah. They mean it for you or for me, but not for them. And there's a problem with some of that, and it bothers me. But something else that I wanted to bring, I had to look up Wyoming a little bit because I live in Missouri. I'm kind of sheltered from everything around. So in Wyoming, I was looking up what your industries and what really happens there. And, you know, I get to thinking, here we're being told that this is a nation of racists and bigots and this and that, and I know in my heart, that's not true. Yes, prejudices exist, but we are not a nation of that. And when, like you said, you go to the malls, you go to the restaurants, you see everyone. You see people all sizes, all colors, all nationalities. You see everyone in these restaurants or malls or wherever the sporting events that you go to. We are a diverse country, not just in people, but in natural resources. We are such a wealthy nation when it comes to natural resources. We've got pretty much all of it. And yet we do tend to take it for granted and squander it. And Wyoming now has a lot of energy there. And I have a gentleman that I have on fairly regularly here. He's with Power the Future, and he's going around trying to fight for rural America, particularly in the mining countries and that kind of thing, bringing back coal and steel and all this and that. And I was reading about Wyoming, and so I wanted to learn a little bit more about Wyoming, if you got a minute or two to share with us.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Our coal industry has been devastated as President Obama closed down so many coal-fired plants. Mm-hmm. And now we have the clean technology. The cleanliness of the coal-fired plants is very, very, very close to natural gas efficacy. And so our challenge is, how do we find more ports on the West Coast that can export our coal to Asia? The coal industry didn't exist until about 1973 when the Clean Air Act came in on Nixon, and that caused our coal, the low sulfur coal, the sun to be so much, much more valuable. And we were shipping like 400 million tons a year, and then it's dropped about 300 because of this movement. So our challenge is to get those ports open so we can at least ship it to the places that they want it. Japan, with their nuclear meltdown, is using a lot of coal. And then, of course, oil and gas, the challenge is to develop the balance between the people who are sensitive to the environmental issues. But talking to the oil and gas people, look, we have 98,000 acres, and we can do it all. So we don't need to drill in the pristine elk hunting or recreational areas, and we can drill elsewhere. So the challenge is, how do we encourage agriculture? Tourism is a huge untapped resource with so many little towns that people would love to come see and see the original America and what the West was really like, because there's many towns that really haven't changed since the turn of the century in terms of their spirit of independence and riding for the brand and the code of the West. Mm-hmm. Is very much alive still in Wyoming.
Well, I was reading on that, and that is what the main agriculture is the cattle industry, isn't it? And I know a few in the cattle industry. I my predecessor was Derry Brownfield. I don't know if you're familiar with that name or not, but he started what was called, and still called, the Brownfield Network. He's passed away now, but he started a talk show because he was getting fed up with big ag. He was, getting fed up with some of those things and what was going on in this nation, and he sacrificed a lot just to do that. He has gone on, and I'm kind of riding for the brand in that respect now. We're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Foster and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Charge you listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines, Foster, if you don't mind. We have John from Missouri with a question or a comment. John, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I finally figured out what the definition of socialism is.
All right.
It's any government program that I don't benefit from.
Oh, somebody else benefits from.
Right. There you go. It's kind of like terrorism. That's any act of war that we don't commit. But as a country.
Okay.
But, a little hypocrisy here, I think.
Okay.
I was talking to some guys the other day. I've been endeavoring to keep my mouth shut lately, but I'm not. Yeah, I don't have the ability, I think. But these guys that was just sitting there talking about socialism and going on, and they were both some older fellas, and I said, you know, I pay 15% of my income to socialism. It's right off the top, and it supports Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare. And the very people that are collecting that are the very ones who want me to do without health insurance and wants to cut off Social Security, basically, for everyone coming after them. I think it's a little hypocrisy because
there
you know,
is.
That money you paid in has all been spent. The government squandered that in wars around the world. And
okay, well, John, let's go to Wyoming. Let's take it back to our guest here. I'm going to ask Foster. You know, we do have this socialism, it's running rampant across this nation right now.
Such as what, Bethann?
I'm sorry?
Give some specific examples of what you would cut out.
You want me to give specific
ones?
Yes,
you're the one talking about it.
Well, no, I want to ask my guest about it.
Yeah, what's your guest's name?
Foster Freeze.
No, I'm not sure you're calling.
Oh, John, I'm sorry.
Hey, John, now here's a couple examples that we're dealing with in Wyoming in terms of the advent of socialism, which I put in a category just when government tries to get bigger and do more things for us. Wyoming is one of three states in America that have not opened the checkbooks to let Wyoming people see what's in it. OpenTheBooks.com, you'll find fascinating. You can find $50 trillion of every single check the federal government has written since the year 2000. Wyoming, for some reason, has chosen not to make that available, along with North Carolina and California. The few entities that have disclosed, they found a teacher's seminar where they decided they needed some entertainment, so they paid a magician $35,000 of our money. To me, that is sort of a trend for socialism. Now, it did work, John, because the money did disappear. Mm-hmm. But just recently, the University of Wyoming gave $500,000 to come up with a new slogan while we're dealing with a $500 million deficit. the elite of the country are treating us just like it's monopoly money, and it actually went to Boulder, California, out of state to come up with the marketing idea of what kind of a slogan we have. So socialism it can be interpreted as any time the government tries to do something that private citizens can do. In the area of health care, I've been working diligently with Senator Lindsey Graham and former Senator Santorum and Cassidy to bring all the federal dollars to go to Medicare and Medicaid to the states and let the governors decide how they get spent. Yeah. Everybody, Matt Bevin, the governor of Kentucky, and other people in the health care industry, they could do so much more to increase the salaries of the doctors running small rural clinics, and yet we can't pry that money out. We're very close to achieving that. What's happened in the meantime, I put out an ad which talks about publishing prices. I personally was asked to take a test by my doctor at the hospital. It was $146, but they said we'll do it for $73 if you pay cash. 1 mile away, I got that same test for $13. So one of the things we need to do in healthcare to stave off socialism is publish prices, and there's a huge surge in direct provider care where you go negotiate a deal directly with your doctor, get rid of all the insurance. These health sharing ministries, MediShare is a granddaddy of them all, and telemedicine, these are all ways that we as private citizens can keep the healthcare system under private hands, and that's the one way we can fight the socialism that you, I, John, and Beth Ann want to do. So that's an example for you.
So what do you say to the people that say to you that we pay three times for our as much for our health care as some little socialist, as you say, socialist country like Canada? Our own Medicare system administrates the whole program for about 3% of the costs, whereas the average insurance company burns up 30% of the revenue in costs and stockholder dividends and such. We don't have the best health care system in the world.
No, we don't.
As propaganda says, we have some of the lower statistically results from our health care system.
Well, John,
I've been 13 years old, okay. And I have done without health insurance or health care most of my life. You know, we used veterinary antibiotics to treat our kids when they were growing up.
Okay. So. John, we have some other callers, John.
Anyway,
we're going to move on. We're going to move on. Socialism is government taking control of things. And when government controls it, it costs more, and that's just the truth of it. They, just like you said, $500,000 for that. I mean, that's just ridiculous when they're already in a debt. And we see that on the federal level as well. We see that everywhere. And it's just lost all kinds of common sense. Now, real quickly, we're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
I'm still getting by and getting some work done. And how are you about that?
I'm doing the same thing. Thank you.
All right. I have a question about teacher salaries. It seems to me that lots and lots and lots of people running for state offices are jumping on this bandwagon saying the teachers need raises. And it looks to me like one of the biggest problems in this country is these teachers. I think the voters would have been voting much more intelligently if for several generations now the teachers hadn't been misguiding the voting patterns of the students and teaching them, not teaching them our history and principles and so on like that. Seems to me that what the teachers are out to do now is they're out to teach the kids to be communists and sex perverts. And it seems to me that any teachers' raises ought to be contingent on the teachers getting back to teaching the kids to be patriotic to the Constitution and normal, sexually normal. And so I want to ask your guest what he thinks about this whole matter of teachers' raises, and do they really deserve a raise?
All right, Joe, thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Joe, there's two issues you raised there. Let's just talk about one of them, and that in Wyoming, we spend almost $17,000 per student. Part of that is because we're so spread out, and we have very small schools that need, they all need buses, they all have athletic teams, and the average salary for a Wyoming teacher is $60,000. Now, that is considered a reasonable pay considering states around us. The campaign I've been doing is that the teacher must be the pinnacle of the educational expenditure. If you go to the hospital comparison, what good is a wonderful, beautiful, terrific hospital if you don't have a doctor? In Wyoming, we built incredible schools, or beautiful schools, but there's some instances where they have all the lab material for science, technology, engineering, math, of course, but they don't have a teacher. So in Wyoming, we need to make sure that the money is getting to the teacher. But to your point, just throwing money at it doesn't solve the problem. If that were the case, best school districts would be Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, and Baltimore. And so we have to make sure if we can open the books and let the American people, the people in the school district, see how much is administrated again. We have one administrator getting $204,000. We have other districts which have four, five, six different ministers, one for discipline, one for transportation. And so if we can allow the people to see how the money is spent, Joe, then we're going to be able to get a handle as to where should it be going. But I believe that the most important part of our money should go to the teachers. To raise your second issue about the indoctrination, this is something that has to be dealt with by the school districts, and
exactly.
You have to be careful
school boards.
To put it on the school boards.
Yeah.
I'm running into a lot of people around the whole nation who are upset with the Common Core indoctrination.
Yes.
And the problem with trying to get rid of it is all the tests are designed for the Common Core curriculum. So if you move to a different curriculum, you come to take the test, someone complained that they... Go ahead.
We're going into a break. I want to talk a little bit more about this education when we come back, and we will be in the final segment of the show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Foster Freeze. He's running for governor in Wyoming, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand and its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Foster Freeze, who's running for governor in Wyoming, and that election is coming up August the 21st. I want to get my 2 cents here, and then I'm going to let you take the lead here to finish us off. But regarding socialism, it is when government controls, and I've got the, I've brought it up and I've read it to my listeners many, many times, talks about being useful idiots. They take control of the health care. They like poverty because that means they can control the poor. They like debt because it makes more poor and they can, and they want it to be unsustainable. They like gun control. And in this particular, article, which is right out of, Al Alinsky's book of Rules for Radicals, it says gun control remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. So they know exactly why we have that Second Amendment. It talks about welfare and it talks about education, to control the education. And I have brought that to my listeners so many times, how our local elections are so important. Your school board members, your county commissioners, your county sheriffs, those in your local area and your state. We were designed by the founding fathers to be governed locally. Who knows best about Wyoming than those in Wyoming. Who knows best about Missouri other than those in Missouri? We're supposed to be sending these guys to D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And they're not representing the people as they should. There are some that have an exception. But on the whole, we see them spend. And that goes back again to the education. We put a lot of money in education, but it's not being spent right. And the common sense of it, you know, is just not being utilized. And when we talk about what teachers are teaching, we need to get back to the basics. We need the curriculum, which is goes back to the school board. Who are you electing for school board? They're the ones picking out the curriculum for those areas in the local schools. And so I'm going to turn it over to you because you know best for Wyoming, and I'm just kind of Beth here in Missouri. So I'm going to let you take the lead there now, Foster. I hope I've kind of paved the way.
Thank you so much, Bethan. And what our challenge in Wyoming is, how do we create the jobs that will allow my grandchildren to stay here? Half my grandchildren here, I'd like to get the other half. And we have a chicken-egg situation. Some of the, because we're so small, we have like a quarter of a million people. And so we can't bring in an employer with 500 employees. We have no smaller companies, 10, 20 at a time. And we want to diversify our existing companies that are already thriving rather than bringing more outside companies, which sometimes cost more to bring them in terms of the benefits than what they actually produce because we only have a sales tax. We don't have an income tax. Most of our revenue comes from the oil and gas royalties, 70%. And now what most people want to do, we have to move to more vocational skills, carpentry, welding, plumbing. Those are very, very high-paying jobs which don't require a lot of student debt to get to them.
Right,
so that
right.
is kind of one of our needs to in Wyoming specific. And so the community colleges whose enrollments are dropping a little bit, those could be encouraged to try to promote those. And in fact, I would like to have a system where right now there's a school that has five days where someone spends an hour in a shop, you know, carpentry or whatever. It would be very nice if at junior and senior year they could go out one day a week and apprentice, so you could teach them to be how to be a short order cook, or to run a forklift in a factory, or maybe even drive a truck, or whatever those skill sets might be. So by the time they graduate, they actually have a productive stream of income, which would then allow them to go further as they choose. And beyond high school, and use some of the internet. You know, Khan Academy, you know, of all the things they teach in so many different languages. In Georgia, they have something called Cyber Academy, where someone across the state can learn from a teacher on the other side of the state in French, because it isn't offered in their school. So there's a lot of ways we can use technology and redirect our curriculum to make sure that we're spending money on the right things that are best for our kids. We get so preoccupied with this college path, and it's sometimes it's very unproductive. They wind up with huge debts and no jobs. So the University of Wyoming here gets 49% of their sustenance from the state taxpayers, and the other states around us about 10% because they're all larger and can do that. So the governor's job is going to be very important to try to reshape how we spend our education dollars and make sure that the best teachers are on the pinnacle of that, and we have the right kind of courses being taught. I'm grateful to have Donald Trump Jr.'s endorsement, Chuck Norris's endorsement, four state senators' endorsements, but any listeners of yours that are in Wyoming, the most important endorsement I need is that August 21st, they're the voters' endorsement. So I hope I can take my pro-life reputation, I'm pro-gun, I'm pro-Trump, pro-free enterprise, pro-small government, and I'm considered a true Wyoming conservative in the spirit of Wyoming, and would love to be able to serve as governor. And any of your listeners out there, please pass along to any of your Wyoming residents. And I humbly ask all of them for the vote on August 21st.
All right. And we're going to have you back on if you have the time. We're going to have you back on before the 21st so we can present you a little bit more and a little more thoroughly. It's we just kind of got started today in the introduction and everything. But, you know, with education, I have five daughter-in-laws, and two of them are teachers. And I hear and understand firsthand some of the situations and things that they deal with in the school system today. And it's totally different from when you and I grew up. It's just totally different. And I don't know if that's good or bad or a little of both, but it is just totally different. So we need to learn to deal with it and figure out how we can make it better.
Well, they've been inundated with so much bureaucracy.
Exactly.
I stand on the shoulders of Duffer Miss Aunt, my fourth and fifth grade teachers who inspired me to learn. And if it hadn't been for them, my business grew from $2 billion to $15 billion in Wyoming because of the teachers that I had in those early years. I'm excited to take those investment skills to the governor's shop. Forbes on the 8th of June, Bethann, just named me one of the top 10 money managers of this generation, along with John Templeton and Warren Buffett. But I stand on the shoulders of the team that made that happen. So I want to take
spirit. You also stand on your Christian principles, and that makes a big difference as well. And it's hard these days, you know, to do that. And I do understand that situation as well. I tried to do that here. I'm not church. It's not a Christian talk show, but it's a talk show with a Christian host, and I try to keep it that way and keep it you know, so that it'll bless people and encourage them. And so I do thank you, and we are out of time for today. I want you to reschedule here, and let's get you back on and talk about what we can do for Wyoming, because you know what happens in Wyoming happens in Missouri, and it takes all of us, as I say, Foster, to bring.
Yep.
It takes all of us to
bless
it. Thank you.
God bless you, Beth Ann, and I'm glad to partner with you and turn us back to a Philippians 4:8 country.
Yeah, bring America home. Thank you. Thank you very much. We need to work together from Missouri to Wyoming, to Illinois, Kansas, and every 50 state to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.